WKJAN Sports.
And this check of sports is brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. In college football, TCU was stumped by the College Football Playoff Committee last month. The sixth-ranked Horned Frogs took out their anger on number 9 Mississippi on Wednesday, cruising to a 42-3 run in the Peach Bowl. Trevone Boykin threw for 3 touchdowns, 2 going to Josh Doctson. Aaron Green ran for a score and added a touchdown reception to help the Horned Frogs finish at 12-1. Boise State won the Fiesta Bowl as Jay Ajayi ran for 134 yards and 3 touchdowns to carry the 21st-ranked Broncos past number 12 Arizona 38-30. Grant Hedrick helped Boise race out to a 21-0 lead in the first 10 minutes and finished with 309 passing yards and a touchdown. Boise State finishes 12-2 in its first season under coach Brian Harsin. The 10-4 Wildcats end their year with back-to-back losses. 10th-ranked Georgia Tech racked up 452 rushing yards and beating number 8 Mississippi State 49-34 in the Orange Bowl. Justin Thomas ran for 121 yards and 3 touchdowns while throwing for 125 yards and a score. St. John Days rushed for 171 yards and 3 scores, including a 69-yarder that defused Mississippi State's comeback bid. The Yellow Jackets finished 11-3 following the second victory in their last 10 bowl games, while the 10-3 Bulldogs lost 3 of their final 4 games. In the NFL, the Buffalo Bills finally posted a winning record in 2014, but their coaching carousel continues. Doug Marrone has stepped down after leading the team to its first winning record in 10 years. The Bills finished 9-7 in Marrone's only season with the team, but the franchise missed the playoffs for the 15th consecutive season. Marrone had an opt-out clause in his contract after the team was purchased by Terry and Kim Pegula from the estate of Hall of Fame owner Ralph Wilson in March. Following another disastrous season, the Washington Redskins have announced a coaching change. Defensive coordinator Jim Haslett is done after 5 seasons on the job. In that time span, the Redskins never finished better than 20th in the 32-team NFL in points allowed. They were 29th in that category this season and 30th last year. Haslett's departure is the first fallout after Washington finished 4-12 for its 6th last-place finish in the NFC East over the past 7 years. In top 25 men's college basketball action, it was a fun New Year's Eve for a few of the nation's top 10 men's basketball teams. Naz Long made 7 three-pointers and scored a season-high 24 points as 9th-ranked Iowa State crushed Mississippi Valley State 83-33. Jameel McKay added 10 points and 6 rebounds to help Fred Hoiberg pick up his 100th win as the Cyclones head coach. Freshman Jaleel Okafor scored 24 points and Justice Winslow added 16 as second-ranked Duke ripped Wolford 84-55. Okafor was 11 of 13 from the field while reaching the 20-point mark for the first time and ranked that the 5th time in 7 games for the 12-0 Blue Devils. 4th-ranked Wisconsin hammered Penn State 89-72 as Frank Kaminsky provided 18 points and 14 rebounds. Nigel Hayes scored 21 points and helped the 4th-ranked Badgers shoot a blazing 63% from the field. And Ryan Arciniega scored 15 points, and number 6 Villanova improved to 13-0 for the second time in school history by beating Butler 67-55. In other top 25 action, Seton Hall knocked off number 15 St. John's 78-67. Ron Baker scored 23 points, including 13 straight down the stretch to help 16th-ranked Wichita State close out a 66-58 triumph over Drake. Buddy Held scored all but his 2 of 17 points in the first half as number 18 Oklahoma shut down George Mason 61-43. John Gillen scored 25 career-high points, including a critical 3-point play in the final minute of number 24 Colorado State's 71-65 triumph over Boise State. And Xavier hammered 25th-ranked Georgetown 70-53. In the NBA, the New York Knicks are more than happy to see 2014 draw to a close. The Knicks end the year on a 9-game losing streak following a 99-78 setback against the Clippers in Los Angeles. J.J. Redick had a team-high 20 points and hit a jumper to ignite a 13-0 run that opened the second half. DeAndre Jordan added 14 points and 12 rebounds, while Blake Griffin chipped in 13 points, 7 boards, and 11 assists to help the Clippers improve to 22-11. The Knicks own the NBA's second-worst record at 5-29. Elsewhere in the NBA, Houston Rockets halted a 2-game skid by drubbing Charlotte 102-83. Oklahoma City had a 137-134 overtime win against Phoenix. Milwaukee earned a 96-80 win at Cleveland. Boston's four-game losing streak is over after they had a 106-84 rout of Sacramento. And the Pacers turned a 10-point second-half deficit into a 106-95 triumph against Miami. In NBA news, Tyrone Corbin is now the full-fledged head coach of the Sacramento Kings. The team has lifted his interim tag for the rest of the season, despite a 2-6 record under Corbin. He replaced fired coach Michael Malone on December the 15th. That is a check of sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.